The Osgood File. Dave Rawson for Charles Osgood. Remember the first Bubble Boy?
For 12 years, we've known the youngster simply as David the Bubble Boy. But early this morning...
David Vedder was born in 1971 with no immune system, which meant even a common cold could be fatal. So he spent his life in a plastic bubble with occasional excursions in a spacesuit. His mother never got to touch him until just before he died, 12 and a half years later. Well, now, researchers at UCLA say they've found a cure.
It's gone from a one-day maybe to a real clinical reality.
More after this from Charlie. There is now a cure for bubble baby disease, and it turns out it was there all along, in the patient's own stem cells. The treatment is nothing short of a miracle for Alicia Vaccaro. She had just given birth to twin daughters, but quickly noticed that Evangelina wasn't as healthy as her sister.
I had a baby to compare her to, and I just knew something was wrong with her.
The diagnosis? Severe combined immunodeficiency, bubble baby disease.
We wore masks, we had hand sanitizer, we had raw hands from cleaning so much.
But there would be no bubble this time. CBS's Chris Martinez reports that UCLA researcher Dr. Donald Cohn was ready.
His treatment takes bone marrow from the patient to gather stem cells. A cloned gene is then added to correct what was missing at birth.
Then those stem cells are given back to the patient, where they can go back to the bone marrow and make the blood cells for the rest of the patient's life.
So far, the treatment has restored immune systems in all 23 patients in the most recent clinical trials.
And that includes Evangelina, who is now 3 years old and growing up like any other kid. Bubble baby disease only affects about 40 children a year. But the cure has potential well beyond that, including the treatment of sickle cell anemia, all by unlocking the cellular tools that already exist in each of us. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.